17. 어휘 추론 전략 적용 기출 1.
Europe's first Homo sapiens lived primarily on large game, particularly reindeer. Even under ideal circumstances, hunting these fast animals with spear or bow and arrow is an uncertain task. The reindeer, however, had a weakness that mankind would mercilessly exploit. It swam poorly. While afloat, it is uniquely vulnerable, moving slowly with its antlers held high as it struggles to keep its nose above water. At some point, a Stone Age genius realized the enormous hunting advantage he would gain by being able to glide over the water's surface and built the first boat. Once the easily overtaken and killed prey had been hauled aboard, getting its body back to the tribal camp would have been far easier by boat than on land. It would not have taken long for mankind to apply this advantage to other goods. Some coaches erroneously believe that mental skills training, MST, can only help perfect the performance of highly skilled competitors. As a result, they shy away from MST, rationalizing that because they are not coaching elite athletes, mental skills training is less important. It is true that mental skills become increasingly important at high levels of competition. As athletes move up the competitive ladder, they become more homogeneous in terms of physical skills. In fact, at high levels of competition, all athletes have the physical skills to be successful. Consequently, any small difference in mental factors can play a huge role in determining performance outcomes. However, we can anticipate that personal growth and performance will progress faster in young, developing athletes who are given mental skills training than in athletes not exposed to MST. In fact, the optimal time for introducing MST may be when athletes are first beginning their sport. Introducing MST early in athletes' careers may lay the foundation that will help them develop to their full potential.
전략 적용 독해
1. An animal's hunting behavior is innate and further refined through learning. Each species has a characteristic strategy. For example, wolves and jackals are chasing predators. They run after their prey in packs until the victim gets tired. Then, they surround the exhausted prey while several pack members attack it simultaneously. Wolves coordinate their hunting through body movements, ear positioning, and vocalization, and the leader of the group has the privilege of eating first. Cats are, in contrast, sneaky hunters. Whether they are small cats or large lions, felines approach their prey with quiet steps and then suddenly attack, using their claws to bring their victim down. A bite to the throat or back of the neck usually kills the victim.
2. Do you remember the childlike joy you felt the last time you found a parking spot at the mall on a crowded day? When you finished shopping, you may have left the spot with a certain hesitation, particularly if someone else was waiting for it. Studies have shown that people take longer to leave a parking spot when another driver is waiting, even though they predict they will not. It's as if the space suddenly becomes more valuable once another person wants it. Strictly speaking, it is no longer valuable to the person leaving it. After all, it seems that our brains are so sensitive to loss that once we have been given something, we are hesitant to give it up.
3. When blood passes through cold muscles, oxygen in the blood can't detach itself from its hemoglobin very easily. It's as if the oxygen says, It's too cold in there. I'm staying right here in the blood with my hemoglobin buddy. As muscle temperature rises, oxygen breaks away from the hemoglobin more rapidly and more completely. If you plunge into an activity without warming up, your cold muscles are, in effect, short of oxygen for the first few minutes. There may have been days when the first 10 minutes of jogging made you gasp because you hadn't had time to warm up. Essentially, it's because your muscles lacked oxygen. You've probably experienced this, although you may not have understood it.
Four. Most people think weekends are an important time to recharge after a busy week, but some of them admit that they're checking email at least twice on the weekends. Researchers now call it telepressure and define it as an urge to quickly respond to emails, texts, and voicemails. A study has shown that more downtime correlates to more benefits. It suggested that overworked and stressed-out employees would not be a good source of creative ideas. Creative thinking requires a relaxed state. Play is an important component in creativity. If all people do is work, they're crowding out play times that are important to generate innovative ideas, which means telepressure and creativity cannot coexist. When we balance work with play, it's like cross-training our minds and our soul.
5. Compared with other animals, humans are astonishingly vulnerable to their environments. We cannot run very fast. Our fingernails are poor substitutes for claws, and our skin offers little resistance to the change of weather. However, we are set internally to respond to situations of danger more readily than situations that evoke feelings of satisfaction or joy. Like other animals, we are biologically equipped to protect ourselves from harm as best we can. But even with our superior brains, an early human standing alone against a dangerous foe had very little defense. Our ability to form social groups has been our best defense, which derives from our primate heritage and has guaranteed our survival.
6. As far as clean technologies go, a dollop of cement sounds unlikely to be at the cutting edge. And with good reason. Cement production accounts for 5% of global carbon emissions. Today, companies around the world are competing to be the first to commercialize cements that can be made either by absorbing more than their production generates or without emitting carbon dioxide at all. Calix, based in Sydney, filed a patent on a process to produce green cement. The process does discharge a pure stream of CO2, but this can be captured and compressed for geological storage. What is more, this cement absorbs 21 kilograms of CO2 per ton of material as it hardens into concrete of the desired shape.
7. The kitchen or bathroom may be the worst place in the house to store your vitamins. A new study shows high humidity and temperatures, such as those found in the bathroom and kitchen, can quickly degrade the potency of vitamin C and shorten the shelf life of vitamin supplements, even if the bottle cap is on tightly. Researchers found vitamin C used in vitamin supplements is prone to a process called deliquescence, which absorbs moisture from the air, and the humidity causes a water-soluble substance to dissolve. If a vitamin supplement gets some moisture present and its ingredients dissolve, it'll decrease the quality and shelf life of the product, reducing the nutrient delivery. Within as short a period as a week, you can get complete loss of vitamin C in some products that have deliquesced, Maurer says.
8. Why would imagining doing something help you keep from overindulging? It has to do with what happens in the brain, specifically the way the brain becomes habituated to repeated experiences. That is, by tricking the brain into experiencing what it's like to consume a particular food, the body starts to become accustomed to the taste and enjoyment of eating it. By the time the real food comes around, the brain becomes hesitant to eat it, so you eat less. What is going on here is in part due to dopamine release, which may occur during the process of anticipating and imagining the consumption of a particular food. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is associated with pleasure and therefore can help us eat less.
Nine. Children learn about themselves and their world through their play with toys. In the past half century, mass production has made inexpensive toys available in enormous quantities. Even low-income children today have more toys than those of earlier generations. Once given to celebrate birthdays and Christmas, toys are now routinely purchased all year long. There has been a quality change as well. The majority of toys are now made of plastic. These playthings generally lack the warmth of wood, the texture of natural fabrics such as cotton or wool, or the solidity of metal. Children's playthings are also more automated than they were in the past. Wind-up, spring-loaded toys were the earliest of this genre. Now, toys containing embedded computer chips can recognize a child's voice, react with emotions from surprise to dismay, and respond to specific words a child says.